Hello, I'm Lord Lewis, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again, third day, according to the scripture. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, as he's anointed me, preach the gospel to the poor, send me to heal, broken heart, preach deliverance to the captives, giving the sight to the blind, set at liberty, and then the bruised. The word is nigh thee, and in your heart and your mouth is the word of faith, which I preach. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, just to live by his faith. I want to welcome all of you to this audio being made in the office of where I live, the parsonage of Water Life Church of Lanoway. Kathy Davidson is seated here with me. God sent me to Plano 1980. Speak to people of Plano. I said, what did I say to him? He said, turn to Acts, where Paul was at Antioch, and you will understand. I did. And I turned to the 11th chapter of Acts, then the 13th chapter. And I found out that in Antioch there lived five prophets and teachers. Paul and Barnabas, each being prophets and teachers. As I read, understood, that God was sending me to Plano, that I was a prophet and a teacher. I've been there ever since, preaching the gospel. On January the 4th, I bought the building that we're in now and preach the gospel. As I was preaching and people attending, I noticed we'd have a man and a woman sitting side by side, and she would appear pregnant. I thought, Lord, what is this? Over the ensuing years, about 20 men and women that were living together, one man and one woman, and didn't know if God wanted them to live together or not. And some had children. I was troubled. I thought, Lord, what kind of a church have you given me? What is this? They just don't care at all to have sex and have children. That's not scriptural. That was an unreal thing to me. Over the years, I married 20 of them. I thought it was the right thing to do. It didn't change their lives. I don't know if I'd do it again. But I came here to Plano preaching the gospel, casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers. I recall maybe 1980 preaching the gospel in Plano. It was unreal. how hard it was because of sin. People, finally, the Spirit of God began to open their hearts, talk to them, and I preached the gospel. One Sunday morning, I came here. The Lord said, speak on working of miracles. 1 Corinthians 12. I did. And when I got through, nobody wanted me to pray for them. I thought, unusual. God, tell me what to speak on. No one wants a miracle. So I was closing the meeting, the morning service. And all of a sudden, we had wooden pews then. All of a sudden, I heard a clamor, a popping, a noise. And I opened my eye, and I saw a man down in a pew and had on heavy shoes, making a lot of noise. I finished my prayer, and then I went back to where that man was. I knew the man. He was born as a Pentecostal. And I could tell God was setting free the devils. I can recall how I prayed for it, how difficult it was. Later he told me, it was like heavy screen of sin rolled up in his chest. And God was delivering him from sin. From sin. He had sin everywhere in his body. Amen. And I walked out to the front. People were running away. I tried to get to the front door. I said, this is just devils coming out. I know what this is, and I don't want any part of it. I thought, how ridiculous can this be? You know, I'm casting out devils, and you don't want anything like that happen to you? My God. So, as I was walking from the front of the church back toward the pulpit, I saw a woman sitting in a chair, and I walked over to her. As I got to her, I said, can I help you? She said, I've got a spirit of witchcraft. And I know it. And I've asked one preacher after another to cast it out. None of them can. I said, give me your hand. She gave me her hand. And I rebuked that spirit. Come out of this woman, you wicked spirit of witchcraft. Now, come out. God shook her, set her free. That was the way my ministry operated. Amen. One morning, Sunday morning. Amen. God's faith anointing was on me. Strong. 1986. I started praying against witchcraft. As I prayed, fire of God was strong. Power with me was so strong that where there was no carpet, the devil would slide the power of God, pardon me, matter of God would slide them and their chair. Once one almost was slammed against the wall, they slid a good 8 or 9 feet. As Lord, don't hurt him. Silly me, he didn't. I watched a lot of that. A young woman who loved God, supposedly, spoke in tongues. One day, saw a man that she wanted. She set her heart on that man and coveted that man. Amen. Thank God. I couldn't believe that a spirit-filled woman would set her heart on a devil and a man and covet that man for her own. But I watched it take place. One day, God split him up. Bear God, just split him up. Amen. Once I was praying for a man. Everybody was with me. He's in the what now is an office. And the power of God knocked him down. And he kept moving his hands, his fingers, to face one another. And I was praying, and his hands looked like an alligator. And his feet would act together as a tail, and he was all over the floor. Amen. To the computer room. What now is computer room. That was a wild day. Another day, I was talking to a man, and I said, have you ever read Satan's Bible? Oh, no. No. Never. Never. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. That was Sunday, Thursday night. He came back, and we were in the fellowship hall praying. I said, have you ever read the book by, I believe it's Anton LaVey? Oh, hit the floor. He hit the floor, started running backwards, running backwards. Crawled out the door, backwards. Amen. Another night, I was praying for a young man in Oklahoma, or from Oklahoma. And the power of God was strong, and I was after the Spirit in it. And all of a sudden, he said, I'm going to destroy this place. And he ran, and I and Terry and I, maybe some others, ran, and Terry caught him, brought him back. He nor his family never came back to this church again. Don't tell me you're going to destroy this place. You'll die and go to hell where you're going if you don't repent. Amen. Thank you. Well, one of the sad events of my early ministry, 84, my wife Patty, God told me to marry her, 1952, went to high school with her. When I started, and I was a missionarian, she loved it. When I started preaching, she hated it. She hated it. And she got a hold of a spirit, pardon me, got a hold of her that said, co-pastor, co-preacher. Can't be, folks. No co's. A woman cannot be a pastor. Amen. So she said, the Lord told her, lay hands on her left, her knees, and say, be received, be filled, Holy Ghost. She did. And that devil filled this place with demonic activity, witchcraft. Took me 14 years to overcome it. 14 years. But I overcame it. And then Patty repented and was delivered. She was healthy for 3 years after that. Then the devil caused her to fall, break her hip. Within 48 hours, she went to heaven. When she went, she looked at me and my daughter, our daughter, Kathy, my, and opened her eyes, waved goodbye twice, went to heaven. She's one of my fruit, sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Well, I'll just give you several examples of people I minister to, and I do minister, and I will minister, and I'll keep it up, casting out your devils, driving you or your devils one out of my ministry. Love you, Miss Dora Larson, one of my ministers, Plano, Texas, in his office in Plano. Good night.